Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Matty here. Welcome into today's episode. I got a great show for you, all my wealth builders out there. This is very timely, because depending on your outlook of the economy of the 2020 pandemic, depending on what president stays in or comes in, right now it's looking like Biden, but as I'm recording this, he hasn't secured those last few electoral votes, which it looks like he's going to do. And who knows, you know, if Trump is going to transition that power peacefully. Knowing him, that's probably not going to be the case. So, you know, we've got some bumpy times ahead in terms of not knowing what things are going to look like. And when we don't know what things are going to look like, that can often lead to volatility. That could have a ripple effect into other areas of our lives, of our society, of business. And therefore, there's going to be some really exciting opportunities as well for the people that are leaning in and adapting and pivoting and doing the necessary things they need to do to set themselves up for success and to win. And in today's episode, if you are familiar with a little book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which I'm guessing if you are listening to this podcast and you are money motivated, you are thinking in terms of building wealth, financial abundance in your own life or in your own business, then you know who Robert Kiyosaki is. Many people obviously love him. Some people think he's crazy. I think he's a little bit of both. And in general, the guy's got a proven track record of success and helping people unlock financial freedom, at least get on that path to financial freedom. And for a while now, he's been calling for a catastrophic crash, a global depression unlike anything we've ever seen before. And he's been known for being that bear for quite some time, and obviously it hasn't hit the way he has been saying and projecting that it is going to hit. But at the same time, if there was ever a perfect storm for potentially disaster and distress to hit our economy, our world in general, right now is somewhat, it's got some of those variables in the equation. And so he has been talking about five key assets that you have to invest in, that he feels everybody should have in their portfolio to not only survive a global depression, as he would say, but also to thrive in that time. And we're going to talk about that in today's episodes. I'm going to give you guys my feedback in terms of what I think and whether or not you do or don't need these in your investment portfolio, when you should maybe consider them or just eliminate them altogether. So you'll get my two cents on that and a lot more in today's episode. But before we dive in, if you're new to the show, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode of the Millionaire Mindcast. We talk all things wealth building, real estate, investing, personal finance to help you on your march to a million and beyond. If you haven't hit me up yet, shoot me a text at 844-447-1555. Let me know what your thoughts are on the economy in 2021. Are you going to be sitting patiently? Are you going to be gearing up and getting aggressive and getting in the game? Are you already active? I want to know what you're up to right now. 844-447-1555. Also, don't forget to take advantage of a lot of the free exclusive resources that I have available to our Millionaire Mindcast listeners. If you're somebody who wants to take advantage of real estate and build wealth in this next wealth transfer, which every single one of you listening should want to do that. I've created a free investing course on how to find, analyze, and buy real estate assets without using any of your own money, without needing all kinds of experience, any credit, and how you can get started in doing that. All you got to do is text the word invest to that same phone number, 844-447-1555, to get access to that. For my high net worth investors, accredited investors who want to look at more deal flow, I'm getting a lot of syndication opportunities. We just closed out our 145 unit apartment building in Houston. Some of you listeners on the show invested in that one. So big shout out to all you who are taking action. We did our laundromat deal, a lot more investment opportunities. And these are passive syndication investment opportunities. So if you want to know what those are and what I have in the pipeline, or you just want to be taking a look at those. Text the word deals to 844-447-1555. And those of you who want to work with me one-on-one in scaling your net worth to that seven-figure milestone and beyond, or your real estate investing portfolio or business to that milestone and beyond, text the word mentor to 844-447-1555. With that being said, I have all of these episodes on YouTube now, as well as I'm releasing three videos. I'm upping my content game for you guys each and every week, in addition to the podcast on YouTube. So if you guys haven't checked out the YouTube channel yet and some of the things that we're doing over there and revamping it and getting out fresh current events and content to help you guys navigate this crazy time that we're in, but to also capitalize on this crazy time that we're in, be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Drop me a comment on one of the videos. Say hello. Don't forget to enter the contest that I have going on the YouTube channel. If you want to get an opportunity, two free nights at my hotel in one of the suites in Lake Tahoe. So be sure to check that out. And with that being said, I think you guys are really going to enjoy this episode. Text me what you guys want to see in future content moving forward as well. If you have ideas or questions or topics that you want me to dig in, my team to dig in and do the research for you, shoot those over, 844-447-1555. With that being said, let's not waste any more time. Let's hear what Mr. Kiyosaki thinks about these five assets that you need to invest in and whether or not they actually make sense. Now, for some time, Robert Kiyosaki has been calling for a massive crash.
I hope I'm wrong, but I think we're heading for a global depression.
One of epic proportions like we've never seen before. All right, well, hopefully it's not gonna be that bad, but if there's anything that's been taught to us in 2020 with COVID and the pandemic, is that anything can happen and you need to be prepared. So with that being said, knowing that my channel is all about investing, real estate, and personal finance to help you on your wealth building journey to a million and beyond, today we're gonna talk about the five G's. These are five investment assets that Robert Kiyosaki says everybody should have in their investment portfolio to not only survive an economic crash, but also to thrive. So we're going to dig into those in more detail in today's video. What's going on, you guys? Matty A here. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're new to my channel, be sure to hit that subscribe button and check out more videos on real estate, investing, and personal finance to help you on your wealth building journey. When it comes to building wealth and getting rich, there are a lot of different ways you can get there. Historically, the three best investment vehicles over time that have produced the greatest returns are stocks and bonds, businesses, and real estate. But according to Robert Kiyosaki, there are a few missing from that list. So in today's video, we're gonna dive into the five G's, the five investing assets that Robert Kiyosaki says everybody should have in their investment portfolio to insulate themselves from risk, to be diversified, and to also capture the upside if the market, if the world really does go to hell in a handbasket. But before we dive in, don't forget to enter my monthly contest and giveaway where I pick one subscriber, one of you amazing viewers, to stay at my hotel in South Lake Tahoe, California, two free nights in one of our suites. All you have to do to enter is to smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit that little notification bell, and once you've done that, drop me a comment down below that says done. So according to Robert Kiyosaki, these are the five G's that you need to survive any economic crash. And the five G's are grub, gold, gas, guns, and my personal favorite, ground. So let's take a look at each one individually and talk about whether or not it is actually practical and logical to invest in these asset classes to help you achieve your wealth building goals over the long term. First, let's talk about grub. Grub is otherwise known as food or nutrition, and Kiyosaki argues that food is a basic human need. You need to eat food in order to survive. And according to Kiyosaki's research, people who owned food-producing land during times of recession actually did really well. Now, I guess if society as we know it really did crumble and was no longer, then having land, having food for survival would be important and hold value. But for me personally, it's not one that I plan on investing in anytime soon. Now, if you want to think in terms of the stock market and investing in the food industry with companies that have a foothold in that space, stocks like Beyond Meat, Starbucks, Chipotle are actually some great ones to look at that performed very well during the COVID-19 pandemic. Next is gold, or Kiyosaki says all precious metals, but mainly gold and silver. And regardless of your investing strategy, physical assets like gold, like silver, are a great protective harbor against any financial crisis or volatility. Gold is also known to be a really great hedge against inflation. And when you got Papa Powell and the US Fed printing money like this, if things continue to get any worse and the dollar weakens against foreign currencies or banks risk failure, then having some of your wealth diversified into gold and precious metals is a great investment strategy. Personally, I don't own any gold. I find it to be a very challenging and difficult process to buy a physical bar of gold, then store that physical bar of gold. And then if you want to liquidate it or sell it, it's a whole other challenging process that you have to go through. But my mentors tell me I'm absolutely crazy. Many of them have anywhere from 10 to 30% of their overall net worth hedged into gold as a safe haven to protect their wealth, which is why Kiyosaki says during times of uncertainty and crisis, gold is your safest bet. Now, if you're like me and you don't want to buy physical gold, there are many great alternatives in the stock market. Gold mining stocks like Newmont Mining, Barrick Gold, like Berkshire Hathaway bought, that are some of the top mining companies in the world that still gives you some of the protection and benefits of investing in gold. Next is gas. And Kiyosaki says that oil and gas companies during times of uncertainty over history have performed exceptionally well. People need mobility. They need the opportunity to transport goods, to provide services, and oil and gas is practically tied into all aspects of our economy and the world in general. But this year has proven to be a little bit different for the oil and gas industry as it's been on a very bumpy ride, and the volatility has shown that it is not necessarily as good of an investment as maybe Kiyosaki is saying. And with things shifting more towards renewable energy and younger generations being more environmentally conscious and leaning towards green, this could be an asset class that you may want to reconsider, as renewable energy has shown to produce much stronger returns than fossil fuels in the UK, in Europe, and the US altogether. A study found that renewable investments in Germany and France yielded returns of 178.2% over a five-year period, compared with just 20.7% for fossil fuel investments in the UK, also over 5 years. Investments in green energy generated returns of 75.4% compared to just 8.8% for fossil fuels. And in the US, renewables yielded 200.3% returns versus 97.2% for fossil fuels. And while you look at green energy stocks during the pandemic and how they performed, they were actually less volatile and they weathered the storm quite well, while oil and gas, not so good. So with that being said, it's important to take into account where things are headed. Now, we know there is big money in the oil and gas industry, and pulling away from that is going to not only be a war, it is also going to be something that takes some time. But we do know that younger generations and new investors coming into the market are thinking green, so it may be a good time to add green into your portfolio earlier so you can take advantage of the benefits as it rises. Next is guns, ammunition, and firearms, which is a physical representation of safety and protection. And in times of crisis, in times of volatility, in times of unrest, having guns and protection is something that a lot of people see a ton of value in. Now, depending on the times and supply and demand for guns and ammunition, the value of this asset can fluctuate. But just like classic cars and fine wine, guns hold their value over time, and they can actually be passed down from one generation to the next. So if you're somebody who sees value in this asset class, of course, owning actual guns and ammo can be something that keeps you safe and has some monetary value and worth. However, if you're somebody that isn't a gun owner and you're not a big fan of it, looking at stocks like Smith & Wesson, Sturm Ruger, Sportsman's Warehouse, and many others can be a good alternative and investment for your portfolio. For me personally, it's not gonna be the first place I look at investing to get great returns and diversify my overall portfolio, but maybe down the road, it could be something that's worth the consideration. My thoughts are, if we get to a point where guns and ammo are worth more than other traditional investment asset classes, then we're pretty much screwed anyways. And last but not least, my favorite ground, or better known as real estate. It's no secret that Robert Kiyosaki made his fortune in real estate, has taught others how to do real estate, and of course, made his name through Rich Dad Poor Dad, which is all about passive income generated from, you guessed it, real estate. This is another one of those basic necessities that people need in order to survive. They need shelter. And even in times of recession, during economic hardship, demand for housing is going to remain strong. Also, being in a hard, tangible asset like real estate is a great way to fight and hedge against inflation. Personally, real estate is my favorite investment vehicle. To be able to have a hard, tangible asset that you can touch, that you can control, that doesn't fluctuate up and down as quickly as the stock market or other asset classes. The tax advantages, appreciation, depreciation. And of course, how can we forget about the passive income, or what I like to call the mailbox money? Being that I've been investing in real estate over the past 10 years, I've flipped hundreds of houses, I've bought rental properties, commercial properties, I now own a hotel. Real estate, hands down, has been my best return and performing asset class out of all of the investments I've made over my career. Now, I know for a lot of people, real estate investing can feel very intimidating or daunting. You think you have to have all of this money or all of this experience in order to be able to get started or be successful. And that's just not the case. I've personally bought millions of dollars worth of real estate and built up my own rental and passive income portfolio using other people's money. And I know a lot of people want to know, how do I get started? Where do I find these deals? How do I analyze them? How do I structure them to use other people's money and do it successfully? So I have a free course that anybody that wants to take advantage of can find down in the show description below. My overall recommendation is try and buy one investment property per year, which is totally doable, especially if it's a side hustle or if you don't feel like you have the time or energy to go and build a real estate empire. You can still get all of the benefits of owning real estate by investing in syndication opportunities, which is basically crowdfunding and pooling other people's funds to buy real estate assets, but you aren't the one who has to manage it and deal with all of the headaches. So now that you know the five G's that Kiyosaki says everybody should invest in,
if the world is ending, you have to have these in order to survive.
Let me leave you with some of my overall thoughts. I don't agree that the five G's are the best investment strategy for someone trying to build wealth and get rich. Maybe for a later stage investor who wants to diversify and protect their downside, this makes a little bit more sense. But my opinion is you should pick one core pillar that you plan to invest in and become an expert at it. When you're first starting out, you don't need to be invested in a bunch of different things because you don't have a ton of wealth as it is anyways. So as Andrew Carnegie said, put all of your eggs in one basket and watch that basket like a hawk. Then once you start to build and accumulate a little bit more wealth, then you can start to diversify into pillar number two and pillar number three and pillar number four to have a little bit more diversification throughout your portfolio and to hedge your risk. Overall, I'm just not a big fan of the doomsdayer mentality. I always choose optimism over pessimism. And if you look at Kiyosaki's investment portfolio and returns, if he were a little bit more optimistic, my guess is he would have accumulated a lot more wealth over the course and time that he has been pessimistic. All in all, Kiyosaki has a proven track record of building wealth and helping people achieve financial freedom. Now, how you want to apply these five G's to your own wealth building journey, it's up to you. That's the benefit of creating your own financial plan. And based on your goals and when you want to accomplish them by, that would dictate what types of asset classes and investment strategies you use to get there. Well, that does it for this video. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and watching this to the very end. I'm curious, What is your favorite asset class to invest in? Drop me a comment below. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to smash that like button, share it with a friend, a family member, somebody else that is on their march to a million and beyond. And last but not least, don't forget to subscribe to the channel and hit that little notification bell so you never miss another upload. With that being said, don't forget to grab my free real estate investing course or a free investment portfolio x-ray with my team, a strategy session call to go over your financial portfolio to make sure that it is aligned with the goals that you're looking to achieve long term. Those will be both linked up down in the show description below. And until next video, cheers, my friends.